If they could help me with that. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd, and the sheep are not his own. When he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away, and then the wolf pounces and scatters the flock. The man runs away because he is a hired servant and is unconcerned for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, I lay down my life for my sheep. So children, I just want you to remember that story today as you go to your groups, that this is who Jesus is for all of us. If we're ever in trouble, if we're ever finding life really difficult, if we're ever struggling with anything, this is what Jesus does for us. He's the one who hears us crying, just like my brother heard that lamb crying. Jesus hears our crying. Jesus sees our distress. Jesus sees everything that we need in our lives, and he's a good shepherd for us. Big things, but small things as well. That's who he is, and that's how much he cares for us, all of us, in his people. So I just wanted to tell you that story to just maybe help you to realize just how much Jesus loves you and how far he's going to go to rescue you. So before you go to your group, shall we just pray for you? Father, we just want to give you thanks for our children. We want to give you thanks for our children's worship workers. Lord, we just really pray your blessing on them today. Lord, we really pray that they would know you as the good shepherd, as their good shepherd today, Lord, and they would know your care and your love and your protection in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.